All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more ripples. So these games are kind of being threatened. I think you guys know the deal. I'm not going to go through it. HD listed a bunch of them. I don't know if this one will get hit and Eternum. Hopefully not, but they are going to bring some of them back. And maybe this one will come back. I don't know. It depends. Lick. Yeah, she knows. She's looking straight at me with hungry eyes. She's a very naughty girl. Ha ha. Would you like a lick, Harry? She's quite eccentric, but very entertaining. I know it's not your favorite flair, but come on, flavor, but come on, give it a taste. Yeah, she's a free spirit, kind of like Darcy. I think that's why I like her so much. She can be a bit too much at times, though. Ugh, this is starting to hurt my butt. How about we go sit on the bench instead? You need help getting down? Nah, I told you I got this, Holmes. Ha, huh, but of course. Sorry for doubting your mad skills, Loka. Aye, meet you over there. Bruh. Oh, animation. It's always nice. So, Grim, how's school going? Pretty good, I guess. Except for a certain toxic element that tends to instigate shit a bit too often for my liking. Oh my god, that's right! Crazy shit went down this morning at school. What happened? Lick. You remember that cunt Shelby that I told you about? Yeah. Well, she was starting shit with me and Darcy, and all hell broke loose. Sounds like it's high time someone taught her a proper lesson. I second that. And of course her douchebag of a boyfriend tried to start shit as well. Yeah, but I don't even want to think about that bitch right now. I'm getting upset just thinking about it. I'll tell you the rest of the story later. That's fine, we can talk about something else. You're among friends that care about you, so forget about the taint that is Shelby and Jared. Crystal seems to appreciate my words. So, Crystal said you guys have a project coming up? Yup, me and Alyssa are partners for it. Your partner is Alyssa? That's surprising. Well, I'm supposed to be partners with Layla like I was last year, but she has to leave town. Then I was thinking about asking Darcy. Darcy is already my partner. I asked her yesterday. Yeah, Alyssa came up to me today and told me we were the only ones without a partner. But I don't mind. I got to know Alyssa a little bit the other day, and she's a nice girl. How did you do that? She acts like a scared puppy around men. I don't think she's scared. She just gets really anxious because she isn't used to talking to guys. She also said something about worrying that her grades will slip like her sister if she does. Well, that's just silly. That's what I told her, but she's doing a lot better. She's fairly comfortable talking to me, at least. That's good. You've always been great at making people feel at ease. Yeah, you're nice and chill. I like that. Ha! You two are polar opposites. Yeah, he can be the yin to my yang. We can help balance each other out. I guess that's true. I can get behind that. I'm not sure how I feel about being the nice and chill guy. I've been trying to be more assertive and confident, but if girls like nice and chill, then why not? Maybe I need to find a happy medium depending on the girl and the situation. Like a confident, laid-back guy that knows when to turn it up a notch. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Grim, what kind of ice cream did you get again? Vanilla with cookie dough. Oh, that sounds good. Can I have a lick? Daphne, you have your own ice cream. You don't mind, do you? That look she's giving me. Fine! I don't mind, Crystal. As long as I get to taste hers, you can taste whatever you want. Heh, now you can see why she's such a bad influence on me. That does sound good, though. Cookie dough is delicious. Here, go for it. Mmm, so good. Just, wow. I never thought a girl licking ice cream could be so erotic. Let me make sure that the, No, I need the options? Sliders? Oh, yeah, hey, we can bring the text box down, guys. Everything else is up to the moon. Geez, Daphne, could you make that any more sexual? Actually, don't answer that. I know you can. That even gave me a little tingle, ha-ha, hee-hee. You can tell her to stop if you want. I know how forceful she can be. I'm not forceful. That's funny coming from you. I never said I was innocent. Hee-hee, far from it. And what's with this conservative look you got going on today? You know it makes me sad when I can't see your boobies. There's nothing wrong with this look. And also, Grim got me thinking. Hold on. Did I fuck something up? I think Grim might have fucked something up, didn't we? Okay, cool. Yeah, I prefer to reserve showing of the goods to a select few, or rather, a select someone. And now that I have his attention, I don't feel the need to flaunt. Oh, I see. So only Grim can see them now. Something like that. Hey, don't try to change the subject. I still need to taste your ice cream. Oh, I'm sorry. What flavor is that? Blueberry? It feels like it is. And that... I looked at that and I was like, dude, I totally need to get some blueberry ice cream. I don't need it. Oh, it's cotton candy. Dude, I thought it might be. Here it comes. Whoa, easy. Haha, she got it all over your face. My bad. Let me clean that off for you. She gonna lick off my face? Yeah, she's gonna lick it off your face. Should I stop her? What is Crystal gonna think? Don't stop her! If Crystal gets jealous, she can deal with it. That's hot. Mmm, yummy. I think they could have done the camera angle a little differently, though. But it works. Tastes even better on you. Damn. I told you you could tell her to stop, and she will back off. I didn't think she was gonna do that. Grim, relax. I don't care. I knew Crystal didn't give a shit. It's her friend, dude. If they gave a shit, you would know it. I thought it was fucking hot. I'm not a jealous girl. I could tell that. I knew. Well, as long as it's Daphne's and not some dumb bitch like Shelby. Exactly. Like, if they're friends, they don't give a shit. They might even let you fuck the both of them. That's a thing, guys, that happened back in the day. I've had exes that had sex with each other. True story. I was just trying to warn you because she'll eat you alive if you let her. She's right. I need to stop acting like a boy. Confident and laid back. Confident and laid back. I don't mind at all. I'm most grateful for the pleasant service you provided, Daphne. Okay, that was a little cringe, but I hope I redeem myself a little. See, he doesn't mind. He likes it. Don't you? I won't deny it. Damn it, Daphne. That was really fucking hot. I want in on this. My turn for a lick. That's fine with me. Haha, this is a little weird getting licked on the face, but I like it. A little bit right here and... Uh-oh. We gotta try that again. I didn't show you the whole animation. You're right, Daphne. It does taste better on him. Look at them flirt. Remind me, man, you gotta bring me back to the old days. Then it's too bad you don't get one free Grim with every ice cream cone. Free? If anything, we'd have to pay for you and get the ice cream cone free. Too bad I'm not for sale. That is too bad. I'd love to have my own Grim at home. At my disposal. Anytime I felt an itch. That would be nice. Okay, Daphne definitely wants to hop on my pogo stick and isn't shy about expressing it. Both of them want to fuck you at the same time, you dimwit. Crystal doesn't seem to mind one bit. These girls are going to be trouble, and I love it. I can't seem too eager, though. You know what's better than one lick? Two? A double lick! All right, Daphne, we had our fun. Fun. Let him eat his ice cream now. I think he's about done with his ice cream. Yeah, I'm nearly done. And I'm sure he doesn't mind, do you, Grim? getting licked by two beautiful women? Who in their right mind would? I know you're trying this conservative good girl thing, but it's just us here. I want to see the crystal I know and love come out and play. I have been trying to be more conservative, but it is just us here. Doing sexual things like this is the last thing on my mind today, but Grim has put me in such a good mood. Isn't that nice? Get to see the bad side of Crystal. I'm getting so turned on by just licking him. A little bit of teasing with Daphne does sound fun. And who knows where it might go. Hee hee. Okay. He does deserve a reward for helping me out. Yay! Double lick! Are you ready? Yup. Oh, wow. Okay, this got hot. Nice! Hee hee. This is fun and all, but I think I need to get in on this licking action. You know, I love being licked by you two, but I think it's only fair if I got to do the same. Oh, I have the perfect idea. He's gonna love it. You're not the only one that loves being licked, Grim. I was just thinking the same thing, except... Uh-oh, here we go! Here we go! I have something better for you to lick. Well, I'll be. Now we're talking! Now we're cooking with gasoline! Fuck yeah, look at those babies go! How does that sound, Grim? Amazing! There you go. Have at it. You're gonna make the statue jealous. He's gonna get up there and wonder when he gets a turn. Don't forget about me. Oh, shit. Do it, Grim. I wanna see it. Now this reminds me of the old days. Of course, I can't leave a beautiful lady hanging. Every other lunch break is gonna suck compared to this. I have some candy for you. Oh, that's cold. Ugh, excited, huh? Dive right in, Grim. I think it's time to turn it up a notch. Oh my, hee hee. You lucky duck, all I got was a lick. Oh yeah, this is nice. Oh my god, I'm starting to get wet watching him suck her nipple. This is so fucking hot. I need to get in on this. Move over, Daphne. Now it's your turn for a double lick. A double tit lick. I'll take a tit lick over an ice cream any day. I know I don't have big tits like Crystal, but I hope you still like them. I love all sizes equally! You both have amazing tits. She has such cute little pink nipples. I love them. They're not as juicy and perfect as Crystal's, but they get the job done. Here's some tasty cotton candy for you. And some creamy strawberry. Dinner is served. Taste us both at the same time and tell us who tastes better. This is not a competition, Daphne. Just let him enjoy it. All right, go ahead. My nipple is freezing. Well... Remember, this game is free. Go to opieman.com. Log in. You can register with Patreon. And I know, like, some of you guys have a Patreon. Just freaking register with Patreon. And then you'll automatically have this game added to your account. Like, you'll click on library. And you get a bunch of free games. Now, the guy at Opieman, right now, he's trying to work up a... he's building a launcher similar to Steam, right? So, they've called themselves Opieman Studios, but the website's still called opieman.com. So, anyway, you'll be able to go there in that launcher and get access to a bunch of games, and games that you're not going to be able to get on Steam or Itch. They're going to be just Opieman games, right? Opieman Studios, or whatever they're going to call them. So, yeah, we don't know how this is going to work out. Even people are talking about crypto. Like, people are literally saying cryptocurrency might be the best way to pay for some of these games now, since you can't choose the standard payment processors. But it's almost similar to what they're doing with DL Site, where you basically buy DL Site points and you take the points and you exchange them to buy the games. That's kind of what they do with the L site. So it's not ideal, but it's a better option than dealing with Visa and MasterCard right now. And by the way, all of you people that are on the phone lodging complaints with Visa and MasterCard, politely, we recommend polite. Be polite, because you are going to be talking to somebody, you know, like call center people. You're not going to be talking like the head of Visa. Hey, you! No. So just let them know so they can lodge the complaint. And don't ask for a lot of questions, because it is just a help center. So, you know, but they will lodge it, and they have been getting a lot of requests. So, you know, something's going to happen, and they are going to at least release some stipulations on what you can and can't buy with your money through Visa and MasterCard, which kind of sucks, but yeah, they're doing that. So we really got to think of some adult options, guys, like, seriously. And you guys on joystick, like, you know. Like, we gotta come up with something. So, alright, guys. We're not done yet. I just wanted to leave it on that, because I know that would be a great time to talk about adult options. Give you something to look at while we're talking about the real stuff. Oh, this is so good. And I was going to suggest pizza instead. Being nice and letting them choose sure paid off. Looks like the nice guys don't always finish last. Mmm, yeah. Keep licking, that feels wonderful. Oh god, I know. I'm getting so wet right now. This was a great idea, Daphne. Ice cream never tasted so good. And I was going to suggest pizza. I like pizza too, but I'm not sure if I want pizza sauce on my nipples. No, I wouldn't either. I don't like when you spill pizza sauce and you get on your shirt. So yeah, I don't think that would work either. Did you plan all this from the start? No, I just really wanted ice cream. But I did intentionally get ice cream. But I did intentionally get ice cream on Grimm's face so I could lick it off. I knew it. Oh, so good. Your tongue feels amazing. It's sending shivers down my spine. I'm not even hungry anymore. Me either, and it's melting all over my hand. At this point, it ought to be. I've had them cones for a while now. Hey, and I would have eaten those, especially if they were served like this. It was melting and getting too messy. I think you're doing just fine without the ice cream. Oh, don't get me wrong. This is way better than ice cream. I'm enjoying every bit of this. Yeah, I can definitely tell he's enjoying this. See, I told you the ladies would let you do both, but no! Take a peek down here. I thought I felt something poking me. Well, after all that, what do you expect? This is one of the hottest things I've experienced. Mmm, now there's something I wouldn't mind tasting. Oh my god, please let this happen. Okay, I like where this is going and hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's time for us to go back now. I can't be late today or I'm gonna miss my makeup exam. Fuck! Okay, I just want to see it again real quick. I didn't get a good look the other day. Whoa! I know Daphne can be a bit much sometimes. You can turn her down if you want to. Hey, don't tell him that. Let her see it. But of course a gentleman never leaves a lady waiting. Hee-hee. I get to see it up close and personal now. Just be quick. We have to leave soon. Oh, wow. Impressive. Okay, one lick and we leave. What do you think, Grim? Shit, Daphne, you're making me so horny. Why do you have to do this to me? Grim? Well, I wasn't expecting this. What kind of man would say no to that? But only one lick. I didn't want Crystal to miss her exam. I like him, Crystal. Not only is he nice and sweet, but he also has a big dick that he likes to share. Well, yeah, I've only been talking about him for the last year. She probably knows you a lot better than you think, Grim. I've talked about you quite a bit. Daphne, are you drooling? Ha ha. Maybe. Don't judge me. Sorry, I'm wasting time.
Time's a-wasting, lady.
That tasted wonderful. Too bad I only get a taste and not the whole meal. Yes, I feel your pain, Daphne. I really do. Next stop, Blue Ball Station, and this is the final stop of the fun train. Okay, let's go. We can finish this another time. You're damn right we will. Alrighty, let's get going then. My poor balls!
No!
Alright, nice having lunch with you. Have a nice day. Thanks for letting me tag along. Bye, Daphne. Later, girl. Later in the day. School is finally out. Can't wait to get out of this place. But first, I need to go see what Miss Gilmore wants. Hey, Grim. Hey, Alyssa, how's it going? Good. I just wanted to let you know that Riley already messaged me back and said she can talk to you after school if you want. Really? That was fast. I messaged her right after I talked to you earlier, and she said she's visiting my mom right now and will be there for the next couple hours. So you're going to take me to your house to talk to her? Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a problem with that. I don't have to work today, so we could also work on the project a little bit while we're there. Wow, that works great then. Alright, I have to go talk to Miss Gilmore real quick, and then we can head out. Sound good? Yeah, I'll wait for you out in the hall. I need to go to my locker anyway. Okay, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. See ya. Miss Gilmore? Grim! Pull up a chair and sit with me for a minute. That's a Pink Floyd reference, I believe, her last name. Shit, I hope she doesn't want to talk about what happened at Darcy's house yesterday. She didn't seem to mind, but it's still awkward talking about it, considering Darcy is her granddaughter. You said you wanted to talk about something? Yeah, a couple of things, but first I wanted to talk about Darcy's room yesterday. Fuck, I knew it. Miss Gilmore, I'm sorry. We were playing Mortal Kombat and she started cheating, but I was still winning and she was trying to distract me and took it a little too far. But don't blame it all on Darcy. I let her do it, so we're both to blame. Relax, Grim. You two are adults and can do whatever you want. I didn't ask you to come here so I could yell at you. Quite the opposite, in fact. I knew you'd feel bad and apologize, but it's me who should apologize. Am I really that predictable? Maybe I do apologize too much. Why? Because I barged into Darcy's room without knocking and invaded your privacy. Even though you clearly have nothing to be ashamed of, and I still invaded your space and saw your dick. Clearly, is she trying to say I have a big dick? It's weird hearing her say dick. How am I supposed to respond to all that? Don't worry about it. It doesn't bother me that you saw it. I was just a bit startled by the whole situation. It was a little awkward. Yeah, it was a bit awkward for me too. Sorry you had to see me like that. I'm not the cute little thing I used to be. So I also want to apologize for that. Oh, don't worry about that. It's not a big deal. Okay, good. Hold on. Sorry, this skirt is a bit too tight and rides up my legs when I sit down. Damn, she wears that skirt well. So Darcy's trying to cheat at Mortal Kombat again. Aha, yeah, and I still ended up winning, though. You must be pretty good if she had to resort to cheating. I am at that game, but Darcy destroys me in most other games. She tries to cheat against me, too. She told me about the TV bet. Yeah, she's a sneaky one. She never tried anything crazy like whatever she did to you, but she once gave me a controller that had two broken buttons. Yeah, well, I didn't expect her to do that. Ha! Look at you getting all cute and shy now. I'm not shy, it's just a weird thing to talk about. Shit happens, wouldn't worry about it. I've also had people walk in on me while I was doing naughty things. It even happened at school once, haha. At school, damn, Miss Gilmore must have been a pervert when she was younger. Okay, enough of all that. Let's move on to the other things I wanted to talk about. I'm sure you don't want to be at school all day. I just wanted to let you know that Layla's going out of town for a while and I already know. She talked to me earlier and told me. Then shortly after, Alyssa came and talked to me about partnering up. Oh, okay, that's good. She told me she would ask you, but I didn't want to make you partners if you didn't want to. No, it's fine. I like Alyssa. She's a nice girl. Good, good. One last thing. Here's the assignment you missed it last time. I will need you to turn that in tomorrow. Don't forget that you can also log into the school's website to get assignments. Thanks, I'll check that out if this ever happens again. Are you doing all right? Darcy said you were having a bad day or something. Yeah, I'm doing fine now. I'm glad to hear that. I know you probably heard this plenty of times, but if you need someone to talk to, let me know. We may have a lot more in common than you think. She's doing it again, lightly rubbing my leg. Where did her shoes go? I appreciate that, Jackie. I'll keep that in mind. Okay, then. That's all I wanted to talk about. You should stop by the house later and cheer Darcy up. She's probably in a terrible mood right now because of the Shelby incident. Yeah, I can do that. I almost forgot I need to ask her about the letter I found at the power plant. I left it at home, though. Jackie, are you going to be home later? Yeah, why? You wouldn't want to come over to see me instead? I like that idea. Okay, I think she might actually be hitting on me this time. Or is she teasing me? Oh, I found something concerning the power plant that I want to show you, but I forgot it at home. I wanted to know what you thought about it. What is it? It's a letter I found. Sure, bring it over later and I'll take a look. Great, thanks. Alright, Grim, it was nice talking to you. Have a nice afternoon. You too. Bye, Miss Gil. I mean, Jackie. Bye. Oh, that's the Lady Gaga tune. I want your love and your lover's revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Remember there was a guy one time, he did like metal versions, where he would take her vocals and put it with his guitar work, and they did a really good version of Bad Romance. His channel got removed from YouTube, though, and it was after many, many, many years of doing it. Like, many years. This guy was pretty well known for it. He got really upset. He would also do Radio Disney covers of, like, classic metal songs. Does kind of suck that, you know. But I got a lot of those songs downloaded, so, you know. At least I didn't lose them. Ah, she hasn't noticed me. I've never seen her like this. Hey, Alyssa. Hi, Grim. Are you ready to go now? Yep, lead the way. Just to warn you, my mom has a strong personality. She can be way too friendly sometimes. Also, I actually listened to the last Lady Gaga record. And she's got this one song. I think it was called either Thug or something. I can't remember the name of it, but it was... It had like death metal lyrics almost, and I really liked it. I was surprised how much I actually liked it. It's like one of the only songs I liked on the record, but I was surprised. It was vulgar, because I've always wanted to hear vulgar pop. You know, pop with cursing, and, you know, it's a lot. Pop was always really clean. Like, you never heard people actually get really vulgar with pop music. And hearing her actually resort to damn near death metal lyrics, I was like, wow, this is great. They need to have more songs like this. Just to warn you, my mom has a strong personality. She can be way too friendly sometimes. I told her you were coming over, and she got all excited and had a million questions. She may ask you some awkward questions, but just ignore them. Okay. This will be the first time I bring a boy home, so that's why she's acting like that. We're just working on a school project. There's no reason for anyone to get excited. And that's what I told her, but she has all these other thoughts. It's no worry, Alyssa. I'm sure she's a nice lady. She's a nice lady. I was just giving you a heads up. And Riley, she's also a nice lady, but also a little kooky. Little kooky, huh? Yeah, I've only met her a few times, but wow, she is something else. She is really stressing about me coming over. Thanks for the warning, Alyssa, but I think you're worrying over nothing. I'm just going to see what information she has, and then we can get started on the project. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know why I get worked up all over stuff like this. Bringing a boy home is a new thing for me, and I don't want to get embarrassed. You'll be fine. You ready to go now? Yeah, let's go. Hey, Mom. Grim is here with me. Nice to meet. Oh no, she's already acting strange. This is so embarrassing. And why does she have to dress like that? I can see her bra through that shirt. Nice to meet you, Grim. Mom, what's the matter? Nothing, Grim looks awfully familiar. Have we met before? She looks familiar too. No, I don't think so. Aha, okay, forget I said anything. Wait a second, isn't that... I'm Scarlet, by the way. Alyssa's mother! Wow! Holy shit! It is Scarlet! Whoa. Whoops. Sorry, guys. I... somehow did something with my, did something with, I got so excited I hit some kind of button. Holy shit, it is Scarlet. No wonder she looked familiar. I just met the younger version of Scarlet yesterday, but to her it's been 20 years. Meeting someone once 20 years ago and thinking they look familiar is impressive. I'm surprised she thinks I look familiar at all. She cut off all that beautiful hair. She still looks hot as hell, though, and doesn't look that much older. I wonder if she still has that necklace. Grim, is everything okay? Oh god, he's already getting weirded out by her. No. Yeah, I'm fine. I was just trying to remember if I met Scarlet anywhere, but I can't think of anything. I better act like I have no idea who she is. And this is my friend Riley. It's nice to meet you, Grim. I understand you have some questions for her. Yeah, my dad used to work at the power plant with her, so I wanted to ask her a few things. Your father was a well-respected and fun guy to be around. Terribly sorry about what happened to him. It's nice to meet you, Riley. I'm glad you thought so highly of him. Okay, Alyssa, how about you help me with some chores in the backyard and let them talk? Considering what happened, this is a personal conversation and we should give them some space. I really don't mind. You guys don't have to leave. No, it's no problem. Come on, Alyssa. Ah, fine. Come outside and get us when you're done. Okay. Let's sit down, shall we? Sure. So you're Steven's son, huh?
Yup.
I can tell. You look a lot like him. Except he had facial hair and was a little taller and you're still sexy like... But you're still sexy like him. I always had a crush on him and he would never give me the time of day because of Tiffany. But now I have a young Steven right before my eyes. Lucky me, haha. Why is that so funny? She's a gorgeous woman, but there's something off-putting about her. Thanks for the compliment. You were friends with him then? Yeah, I didn't work in his department, but I was his boss's secretary. Anytime he needed to talk, he needed to talk to him, he'd come to me and I'd schedule it. So he saw me more than his own boss. I only worked there for a year or so, but I got to know him pretty well over that time. You look really young. I was expecting someone a lot older. Well, I was working there while I was still going to college. I was very underqualified, but I think the boss just wanted some hot young ass to stare at. What about Jenny? Did you know her too? Yep, she was a smart little cookie. I miss both of them. Not that cookies are smart or anything, but they sure do taste good. Except those chocolate mint ones. Oh, don't you dare. Don't you go. Those chocolate mint ones are good now. Those are terrible and should be banned and sent to prison. Really? Somebody got some problem with the peppermint patty. Now I've seen everything. Then the good tasting cookies can rape the chocolate mint cookies in the prison shower. Really? Come on now. You gonna go after the peppermint patties? What, man? Nobody would eat them if they know they got butt fucked in prison, you know. Fuck is she talking about? Cookies raping other cookies in prison? Is the Australian women gonna have problems with this? What does this have to do with the power plant? Alyssa was right. She is a little kooky. Okay. Hey, what do you think about chocolate mint cookies? Are you talking about the chocolate chip type cookies with chocolate mint chucks instead of regular chocolate? Are you talking about the thin mints? If you talk about those York peppermint patties, we're gonna have a problem here, ma'am. Well, I hate them both, but I was talking about the thin mints. I will not validate them by mentioning their name. How dare you besmirch the name of the thin mints? I'll not hear this blasphemy. Okay. Do you like them? I do like the chocolate mint. If she defeats me, I don't care. I do like them. I'm not going to lie. I do like chocolate mint. Well, agree to disagree then. And we shall. And we shall also see you next time with more ripples in September. I'm out. See you guys next time. But turn them coming at ya. Next.